My friends, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, I want to build upon the Christmas season and also my last episode of My Plan to Save America. Before we do that, how's everybody's Christmas? Merry Christmas. I wanted to do this afterwards because, you know, Christmas is a time to sit back, relax, and spend time with family and remember what truly matters in this life, and that is the people who you choose to have around you. You know, I think we often get lost in everything that we hate about the world, everything we don't like about our own lives, that we tend to forget what's really important in our lives. And at the end of the day, what's important is that we have people in our lives who, for better or for worse, hopefully more better than worst, they choose to be with us through all these hard times, and people that we, whether it's we do business with them, or we just enjoy their company, or anything in between. It's important for us to remember that that is what is really important. You know, there are times in my own life where, at the end of the day, I struggle with this dichotomy, and we'll touch base into this with My Plan to Save America and through Christmas, but I think one of the hardest things in life, and as someone who's, and someone who thinks, most people who don't think, they don't struggle with what we're about to talk about. They don't have to worry about it. What do they got to worry about? When you don't think about a whole lot much, all you got to do is feel. But when you think about things, you realize that life is inherently a dichotomy. I call it The Man and the Monkey, which is actually the title of a book that I'm working on related to this very topic, believe it or not. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, we are monkeys. You know, I know some of you might be offended by that, but we're the naked ape, and we don't like to accept this fact. And so in doing so, we tend to think for ourselves. We tend to dwell upon things that are beyond our comprehension, beyond our control, because that's what we're designed to do. We're not designed to just be like monkeys, but we have monkey bodies, and that's usually where all your hardships begin. But when it comes to this dichotomy, we tend to feed one more than the other. Whether it's we feed the physical and deny the spiritual, or we feed the spiritual and we deny the physical. It's hard for us to find that equilibrium and find that median balance, because we're not designed for it. We're not really designed to live that long, truth be told. Let me get the sip of coffee real fast. We're not designed to really live all that long when you really think about it. You look in the Old Testament, you look at the Torah, you look at the Talmud, you look at these spiritual writings, man didn't live all that long. I mean, of course, you look at Adam, you look at people living 900 years old. That's a whole separate topic. But in general, people didn't live all that long. So when we talk about relationships, when we talk about marriage, when we talk about these things that now consume the internet and consume our lives, it didn't really mean all that much to most people, because they got married 15, 20, and they died 35, 40. They didn't really have all that much time to think about all these complexities of the universe that we do, and all these social media posts and hypergamy and this and that. That man is inherently a political animal. That's what Aristotle said. And in truth, he was correct. Because at the end of the day, we all want power, we all want money, we all want to be the best we can be. That's inherently within us. As men, we're different than women in that we understand a hierarchy system. We don't, not all women do this, but a lot of them live in a world where, like, everybody's a 10. As men, we don't believe that. We know that there are men who are better than us, and there are men who are worse than us. And what we choose to do with that fact is up to us. Me personally, I use it to improve myself and become the best I can possibly become. Other people use it to check out, red pill rage on the internet, you know, you name it. A lot of people use these things in different ways. Me, I channel them into avenues of creativity and aiming more towards enlightenment, not in the Buddhist sense, but in the way of merging the man and the monkey together. And in doing so, I built this list of My Plan to Save America, because I do believe that the time has come for us to have this conversation. And the show is more than just me. The show is about you and about your struggles as much as it is about me and mine. However, I came to a conclusion that I do want to eventually run for office. I do eventually want to try to make a difference on a scale of achieving tangible power. Influence is power, in the same way that money can lead to power, but there's a chief difference between the two. And you might say, well, Austin, what does this have to do with Christmas and your plan to save America? Well, here's what I have to say to that. Everything is tied together, because all of it comes from our lives, and our lives are just a giant spider web of experiences, memories, and our beliefs. And when everything is said and done, we have to decide what we can live with and what we can't. And one thing that I can't live with is sitting back and watching the world unfold in front of me. What I can't stand anymore is looking at the sewer pipe, the filth and the garbage that's spewed out through Hollywood, social media, and these talking heads who are nothing more than jesters, oftentimes government jesters, corporate jesters, who don't truly dive into the deep depths of logic, reason, faith, the human existence. They don't care about these things like you and I care about these things. We care about issues because we want to fix them, yes. But more than anything, we want to understand how we got here in the first place. To me, that's the most important part. If we don't know how we got here, then we don't know how to fix it. We don't know how to avoid it from happening again. If you're anything like me, and you probably are, because if you're still listening to the show, you resonate with what you might refer to as the ramblings of a troubled mind. You relate to the fact that we are the silent moderate faction. I would argue the majority of men. We sit here, and women too, who are just different than the pack. Because women are more pack-minded than our men. There are men who are pack-minded, but there's not as many of them. Most men are very individualistic, and I'd give men that much credit. Most people, meaning men, women, and probably aliens who hide amongst us, they don't do a whole lot of thinking. They let other people do the thinking for them. There's a book that highlights this that I wish I'd written, but I haven't, because it was written about 100 years before me by a man named Napoleon Hill, who wrote about outwitting the devil. Now, when you read through religion, you think of the devil and you think of some horned red guy with a pitchfork. No, no, no. In this book, he's talked about the negative portion of the atom, the electron, if you will, the positive proton of God, and the neutron is you in the middle. My friends, my plan to save America revolves around the acknowledgement of one principle, that you are entitled to nothing. I know that the part of the American dream was built upon entitlement, but you are entitled to nothing. I know a lot of people in government have you believe that you deserve certain things, but you don't. You don't deserve anything. You earn what you get in this life. You deserve nothing. And it's time that we stopped voting ourselves a raise. It's time that we stopped feeding the delusions of people who wish the world was something that it isn't. And it's time we return to the simple facts of reality that have led us to become the best civilization on Earth. It is time we return to the simple idea that, yes, men are created equal in the eyes of God, but not every man is equal when it comes to his contribution or his ability to produce to the world, his ability to articulate himself amongst the masses, his ability to do what Napoleon did, take the crown out of the gutters and put it upon his head and lead people to a better future. Not everybody can do that. In fact, not everybody can comprehend what I just said. They're still stuck on the part where they don't deserve anything. They're still stuck up on that part because in their mind, they've been told for years that they deserve everything under the sun via politicians who use public money to promise them and buy votes. See, I don't know if you realize that, but that's what the world is today. It's buying votes with public money. You know, there was a time in New York where politicians would give out a little like shot glass, you know, those little shot glass bottles you can buy at the gas station. There's a time where those politicians would give little things of cherry brandy to the bums in the streets, to the vagrants, to go out and vote for them. Now, instead of getting them a $5 thing of cherry brandy, they can give them $500 of WIC and EBT. They can give them $500 in government assistance and still get the vote. And they lost nothing. Why? Because it's public money. Public money equally exists and doesn't exist. It exists in the way that, like, you're spending your parents' money, or if you're a woman, spending your husband's money exists. It's a number. And it's a number that automatically resets every month, or a number that really doesn't have all that much meaning to you. You think it does, but it really doesn't, because it's not yours. So therefore, because it's not yours, you don't care. In the same way, now when I talk about saving America, people have heard that for so long, they don't even care anymore. They don't think it could be saved. They don't want to sit here and think that they want to give up, because for so long, they've been pandered to, lied, manipulated. And I understand it. I really do. But that's the reason why I'm not giving up, and why I'm choosing to get involved, because at the end of the day, I want your voice to be heard and I want mine to be heard. Make no mistake about it. The world has not changed at all. It is merely our perception and the illusion propped up by technology that makes you think that. The human condition has not changed at all. Women have not changed. Men have not changed. Nothing has changed at all. It's merely what you think is. It's because people are rediscovering the wheel. They think that the wheels just started existing. Oh no. Oh no, it's been this way forever. Humans are not new. The human existence is not new. But the problem is, because we have younger people like myself who are now discovering the game for the first time, they think this is modern women. They think this is modern politics. They think this is the modern problems. Oh no, it's not different. Yeah, is it maybe a little bit inflated? Absolutely, but it's not different. It's the same thing. It is the same damn thing it's always been. But the problem is, you don't realize that. The problem is, you think it's new. You think that there's no difference, but there is. And you need to understand that the world is similar in the same way that you want very similar things to your neighbor. And these wants have been exploited. And this is part of the reason why Islam is so popular, by the way, in case you didn't know it. I gotta give the Muslims credit. They do a really good job of not assimilating. You look at the fact that the very conservative Christian, once Christian people are leaning more toward and being more flirtatious with Muslims and more anti-Jewish, which I cannot imagine why. I'm gonna make one statement on this show that might offend you, but you know what? I don't care if it offends you. I believe it to be true. In my opinion, if you're a Christian and you do not at least support Zionism to an extent, then you're not a Christian. Why do I say that? Because if you read the Old Testament, you realize that the Jewish homeland has always been a thing, and it deserves to be a thing, and those who bless the Jews, God blesses. That doesn't mean you support everybody blindly. That means that you understand what your faith says. People have manipulated things to such an extent that nobody knows what to believe anymore. People only believe in their feelings. They don't have anything to hold on to anymore. That's why people are holding on to YouTube channels. They're holding on to X accounts. They're holding on to people who are not even in the country who talk about American first. That's what they're clinging on to. As crazy as it might seem, but it's true. People are so lost. They're looking for someone to lead them. They're looking for somebody who actually walks the walk and doesn't just talk the talk and run off with their money. That's what they're looking for. Tell me I'm wrong. You listening to this show right now, is that what you're looking for? Are you looking for somebody who's not going to just talk the talk and run off with your money, like what BLM did to the African-American community, in my estimation? Or are you going to sit up there and tell me that you want someone to walk the walk? You want somebody who's going to back up what they say, and they're going to be acting before they even tell you what they're doing and you could see it. Because that's leadership. That's what we need. That's what will save America. That is what will preserve holidays such as Christmas from being distorted by the vermin who come out and talk about how Christmas is, oh, it's a pagan holiday, oh, it's this and that. Oh, don't make no mistake. There are a lot of parts about Christmas that are based in mythology. They're adapted from Saturnalia, from the Yule season. All these things are true. That doesn't change the meaning of Christmas. That doesn't change how it affects people's lives and how it allows people to take a step back from the hustle and the bustle of their life to care about family, to care about togetherness, and to care about their community. That's what it's for. But the problem is people are so stuck in their dogmatic belief systems that they don't understand what I'm saying to you. This is why I believe Muslims to be more dangerous than Jews, 100%, especially to Christians. Absolutely. You want to know why? It's simple. Because look at the Crusades. Yes, I said it. You mean to repeat what I said? I said, look at the Crusades. That is what Christians, in my opinion, should be. People who are unafraid of who they are and are not afraid to back up what they say. I can't stand these new Christians who sit there all day and talk about, oh, love and peace and forgiveness, blah, blah, blah. It makes me make Jesus sound like he's a weakling, a quisling. I will never stop laughing at these atheist vermin who get up on X all day and talk about how Jesus was a communist and he loves everybody and everything should be free and in love. Forget love. You know what love is? Love is a choice. Love is not this giving everybody everything they want. That's nonsense. If that was the case, if your mother loved you, she would let you eat candy and garbage all your youth and your teeth would have fallen out by age 7. That's love? No, it's not. Love isn't giving everything to everybody when they want it. That's not love. That's slavery to the other person who is entitled to give you everything that they want, that you want every second. That's not love. That's hedonism. That's not love. But people will treat God the same way that Aladdin treated the genie from Aladdin. They'll think that that's Jesus now. The, oh, give me what I want, I wish for this. Give me what I want, I wish for that. That's not what God is. You know what God was designed to be? I don't care what religion you're in. I don't care what you believe. You know what the higher power was supposed to do? It was supposed to suppress the worst aspects of mankind and reward the good instincts. I'll repeat that in case you missed it. It was meant to suppress your evil, homicidal, genocidal desires, selfish desires, and reward selflessness, courage, bravery, kindness, and compassion. That's what it was designed to do. It was designed to make people better at a time where it benefited them to be worse. That is what it was designed to do. But the problem is, people now are so distorted in the human condition. They think they associate weakness with kindness. They think that it's better to be a rabbit than a wolf. Like the rabbit is more virtuous than the wolf, when the rabbit can't hurt anybody. Even if he wanted, he can't. But that makes him more virtuous because he can't hurt anybody. In the same way that you're more virtuous if you live in a country where you can't own guns. Meanwhile, you're basically a fish in a barrel waiting to get shot. Did anybody see that the footage from Australia where the Muslim throwback was walking down the street with his rifle, shooting people in broad daylight, and brazenly, he didn't fear anybody. He's walking down the street with a bolt action rifle, him and his vermin son, who were had an ISIS flag in their car, walking around shooting people in broad daylight. No fear of a guy walking out like the Texas Walmart and blasting his head off. No fear of someone saying, of someone do of stopping him. Nothing. You ever wonder why we see shootings in a school and not in a Texas Walmart? That's why. Because they happen in gun-free zones. They happen to vulnerable people. Because the people who do these things are cowards. But you don't hear politicians speak the way I just spoke to you. They talk about, oh, well, you know, we need to ban the guns. We need to do this. No, you know what you need to do? You need to investigate the drug companies. What you need to do is drag these people out by their hair and explain to the American people why they allowed Pez dispensary to happen to these drugs to kids. That's what you need to ask. You need to ask why gun-free zones are not defended. You need to ask why these things happen more in a schoolyard than in Texas Walmarts. That's what you need to know. That's what you need to ask. It's not the guns. In fact, it's the guns that stop the crime. You want to look at it? Look at other countries. They don't use guns. They use knives. They use cars. They use anything they can get their hands on. It doesn't change anything. But you see, this is why you love listening to this show. We've been going, what, for 20 minutes now? And you've been engrossed this whole time. And you want to know why? Because this is truth. This is what you've been craving. This is what you wish you heard when you listen to politicians, people in Congress, people in the state legislature, people on the Supreme Court, people like Trump. This is what you wish you heard. But instead, they're so braggadocious, they're so bodacious that they don't talk to you like you're a person. They all talk to you and let you know, look, I understand your struggle because I'm living it. I understand what's going on in the streets. I live in them too. I go out and get coffee at Starbucks. I go out and I go to the corner store. I go out and I go to the Denny's. I go out and I go to these places. So guess what? I see it too. I drive on the streets. I don't have a bulletproof car and a chauffeur. I see what's happening. I'm not like George Bush who goes out there, oh, gee, golly, wow, this is a supermarket, whoa. No, that's not my life. It's not yours either. This is what we need to discuss to save America. We need to discuss the real issues. None of this politically correct garbage. None of these lies, half-truths, far-fetched ideas, none of that. We need real reform. We need common sense to return to this country. We need rebels to actually be people who have good ideas, not just people with an internet following who don't actually believe what they're saying, but they do it for clicks and they laugh all the way to the bank. We don't need that anymore. We've had it all. We need real action. We need people who are going to stand behind what they say and not give a singular F about what other people think about them. That's what we need. We need masculinity to return in a way where we don't care what you think about us. We don't want you to sit there and say, oh, wow, somebody in the press is going to call me names and call me a white supremacist for saying the truth about immigration. Oh, they're going to call me a racist because I have the ability to actually say what needs to be said. Oh, they're going to call me a nationalist because I actually love America and I don't want to become like Canada or Venezuela. I don't want to become like China. You ever notice that these so-called nice liberal people have nothing to say about the disgraceful behavior of the Chinese? Do you have nothing to say about the industrial rape of young girls in the Middle East? They have nothing to say about the increased crime rates in Europe because of the Muslim invaders? They have nothing to say about these things? You wonder why? They'd rather talk about Andrew Tate. They'd rather talk about guys like me. Rather talk about guys like Trump. You know why? Because they don't care about issues. They care about their agenda. Their agenda fuels chaos. Their chaos makes you run to them for help, trading your freedom for security. That's what they want. That's why they talk about us and not the real problems in the world. This is what you want to hear. You don't want to hear more lip service. You want to hear actual change. You want to hear a church service of the truth, which is what you just heard. My friends, you let me know how you feel today. The day after Christmas, let me know how you feel today. Do you feel like this reinvigorated you? You felt your testosterone count go up by about 100 decibels? You let me know. 100 milligrams per deciliter? You let me know because I can tell you did. I can tell you feel alive again listening to the show. You don't like the half men and half women, check pants Republicans, the chauffeur, the chauvinistic pigs, you hate them. That's why you listen to me. You don't listen to these frauds. That's why you like hearing this show, because it gives you the truth. That's why I'm shadow banned. You really think that if we, even despite the fact that my content's been a little inconsistent, you really don't think that we would have a bigger following if we weren't shadow banned with the message we give on this show? Of course we would. Why? We don't have it? Answer, because this is not something that people like to hear. This is challenging the current order. This challenges people's perspective. It doesn't just say, oh, I like this person and not that person. Oh, do this and not. It's not just a jester distraction BS show. That's why you like hearing it. But that's why a lot of people are scared to listen. Scared that this message will go out and affect more people and get more traction. They're afraid of it. What are you afraid of? You let me know. I'm afraid to not be heard. That's what I'm afraid of. My friends, you let me know how you're doing today. How was your Christmas? I'd love to hear about it. Until then, I'm out of here. Peace.